Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, tried and true to the call, no question about it. We are now in Philadelphia broadcasting live. We just spent a bunch of time out at Independence Hall where we took a little time to peruse through there, and then we went over to the Revolutionary War Museum. And I'll kind of throw these things in during the show today. I have you for 2 hours. We also spent some time over by the Liberty Bell where they're talking about our democracy. And I'm just sitting there looking at myself and paying attention to the people that are around me, of course, holding myself accountable to what needs to be said, if anything needs to be said at all. And I'm looking at the Liberty Bell, and it says Democratic this and Democratic that and the establishing of our democratic government. And I'm thinking to myself, what does it say on the Liberty Bell? It says Leviticus 25, verse 10, and proclaiming liberty throughout all the land. It's inscribed, friends, on the Liberty Bell. And all the while knowing that we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, I was quite disturbed by it. So anyways, with that said, we'll just talk about some of these things as we go on. Again, if you're just joining us now, we're broadcasting live from Philadelphia. We've got much to cover. Again, I have you for 2 hours. If you'd like to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That's beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page. Friends, you need to subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As you go over there, what you'll see, I'm going to show it to you right now, just so you know. When you go to Sons of Liberty Radio, you go up to SOL Radio Live. And what that does, I'm sorry, that's not what I was looking for here. You will go to SOL Radio Live, and you will follow here. You will join us here. This is how you're going to get our feed. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. If you again want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here because we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. With that said, friends, we're going to start rocking and rolling this show. This last week, I was highlighting the fact that Donald Trump was now coming out opposite of what he said in 2016, just like a corrupt politician that he is. And he's not going to put his disdain or his disapproval for aborting or murdering innocent babies, put that up against Proverbs 6:17. And in the process, his worshipers, again, they see no evil, they hear no evil, they ignore what he's responsible for, because what I put up against that is back in 2016 when he called himself the most pro-life president in American history. It didn't matter what he said, because over here we do what the Lord tells us to do by judging men by what they do and what they produce concerning their fruit in Matthew 7:16 through 20. So that's what we did, and we had showed you that Donald Trump gave a record amount of finances. Taxpayers were paying for this. He stole our money, reallocated it over, and gave it to Planned Parenthood in record numbers, even higher than that of Barack Hussein Obama. Well, what was the response? This is what I want to get to. I get some guy that is one of those people that he blindly follows along, regardless if it's true or not, because he likes the politician that looks and acts just like his godless self, disregarding the fact that Christ Jesus is the standard, not fallen man, because in the Bible it tells us there is no good thing within us, and that our righteousness is but filthy rags. That's why I continuously point out that Christ is the standard on this show. And he got a little convicted by that. People need to understand that the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. I know people think that he just comes along and gives you the emotions to bring forth unrepentant tears, tears that fall to the floor of the world and they go no farther because they haven't repented towards God. And it's a worldly sorrow. It's not a godly sorrow. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11, and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. So what does he do? He has to go and shoot the messenger, and that's exactly what he tried to do. And he left me a message, and I wanted to share this with you, and I wanted to explain this to you so you can all understand as to what this is in fact all about. So he says to me, Mr. Holier Than Thou. Okay, holier than thou for calling out the corruptions of his favorite politician. Holier than thou for magnifying the law against those that are committing crimes against we the people, and namely in this particular case, the shedding of innocent blood. I'm holier than thou because I'm standing up for life. I'm standing on the side of the Lord. Yes, in the face of Exodus 20, verse 13, where it says, thou shalt not murder. He calls me holier than thou, and that's totally fine. But I just did write my third book. As a matter of fact, I hope we're in the final stages. It's called The Children of the Apostate. To directly address this individual as one of those apostates, I highlighted in my book the very topic of being holier than thou. And what does it mean? Well, most people think it's characterized by an attitude of moral superiority. And that's right. A self-righteous people, a people that will not correct themselves or reprove themselves or instruct themselves in the way of righteousness. In other words, a people that will not repent before God for their sin, right? So this particular individual calling me a guy and using the law as the schoolmaster to bring him unto Christ as he's being convicted by the Holy Ghost for sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8, he gets mad at me, and he again wants to kill the messenger. Again, what he's doing is equating me to someone that has a high attitude of moral superiority. In other words, that I'm better than you. In no way am I trying to give off that I am better than anybody. I'm just merely holding to the word of God. But I do know that self-righteous people are the ones that never make reference to God. So I'm going to cover this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, again, we're broadcasting live from Philadelphia, staying on top of our game out here. We're doing research for an up-and-coming television series that we're doing, folks. And I'm telling you what, we spent time at Yorktown. We spent time at Jamestown, going through all the museums. We went to Williamsburg, going through all of it, reading everything that I could possibly get my eyes on, because I want people to understand where they came from, because the bottom line is if they don't know where they came from, how do they know where they're going? And we need to educate people here. So we're doing more than just talk radio here, folks. We're out there doing. As a matter of fact, take the time to go over to our schedule as well. Not only this week have we been on the East Coast doing research after research after research, literally, and we wanted to go further up the coast, but we didn't have time to do that. We wanted to go to Lexington. We wanted to go to Bunker Hill. We wanted to go to Boston. And we didn't have time to do that, but we're going to make time to do that in the fall time, Lord willing. Also, friends, we're going to be in Washington, D.C., doing a little more due diligence over at George Washington's place. And, again, getting you the facts of the matter rather than what we're being told by the revisionists, as we all know. And I know that American people are sick and tired of it, and so are we. So that's why we're doing this and setting the record straight. Also wanted to let you know, when you check out our schedule, we're also going to be in Arkansas. We're also going to be in Oklahoma the up-and-coming week, and then we also have Florida coming up in May. We have an event in Minnesota as well. I believe it's next Wednesday. I could be corrected on that. But, again, check the schedule. And if you are in Minnesota and you're in our backyard, please come out and take the time to come out and say hello to us. The American people need to unite because their cruelties, the bad guys' cruelties, are swelling our ranks, and we see this all over the country. So as a word of encouragement, America is thinking and feeling the same way that you are concerning the abuses of corruption in both federal and state governments in the United States. So check out our schedule. Also check out our store when you get a moment as well, friends, and also consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And that is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you don't know who we are and you're a new viewer or a new listener, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. So let's get back to this. I had a guy when I was highlighting the fact that What we're told by the mainstream media concerning Donald Trump, just highlighting this in passing, he got mad because I was using God's law and condemning the criminal for who he is by judging him by his fruit. We know what Donald Trump has said, but we also know what he does. He does the opposite of what he says. And we're to judge him according to what he does, not what he says, according to the Word of God. So some guy got mad at me about it this last week, and he called me holier than thou. And I thought with a smile on my face, well, that's interesting. I just wrote this in my new book called The Children of the Apostate, and I can purposely highlighted the very topic of holier than thou. And I want you to understand that when someone uses that, they want to characterize you as a person having an attitude of high moral superiority. Well, that's not at all why I said it. I said it for the very purpose of magnifying God's law the same way that Jesus did in Isaiah 42, 21, and Psalm 40, verse 7, and Hebrews 8, 10, and Hebrews 10, 7, because we're supposed to magnify the law, not lower the law. Right? Isn't that what Jesus said? Yep, that's what Jesus said. Matthew 5, 17. Also go over and look at Romans 3, 31 as well. So when we look at someone calling a guy like me holier than thou, again, characterized by an attitude of moral superiority, how is it that the apostates of today, it amazes me, it sincerely does, how they love to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. They self-inflict. They fall on their own sword, for a better way of saying it. When acting towards the lost as well as the religious hypocrites, I often find myself, well, being ridiculed by their name-calling, their scornings. And scorning, by the way, means to despise or to reject or dismiss as contemptible or unworthy, right? Because I'm calling them out for their sin, and somehow or another they want to scorn me. And what they want me to do is they want me to bear their reproach. So instead of them taking responsibility and repenting for it, they want to throw it back on me by just despising me or rejecting me or dismissing me as contemptible or unworthy. And if it's not calling me holier than thou, then what they do is say, who are you to judge me? As a matter of fact, this guy also added this in his comments towards me. And he had, by the way, plenty of time to call in during the show. He failed to do that. He waited until I was off the air, and then he decided to go ahead and leave a comment. He said, Mr. Holier Than Thou, he said, I just want you to know that you are judging people big time. No, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just using the judge's word, and apparently you don't like it because you're not walking accordingly. And when I'm saying that, the first thing that comes to my aid is that of chapter 3 of the book of John. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over there because we're following the Holy Ghost right now. And what does it say over there? It says that Jesus didn't come in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's John 3:17, right? And then it tells us in verse 18, he that believeth on Christ isn't condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And what is the condemnation? Well, verse 19 tells us this, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. That's what this guy apparently hates. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Why? Verse 21 tells us, listen carefully, but he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Wrought means pounded in place with a hammer. It's like Jeremiah 18. It's like being the clay in the potter's wheel, right? But again, now that we understand who's doing the hating here, let's get back to holier than thou, and thou shalt not judge me, okay? Interesting, is it not, that Scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4:7, listen carefully. Again, this is important that you catch this, because the way you hear these people taking shots at God's word is completely backwards, and many people are confused into actually believing that the way that they're saying it is upright. No, it's not. That's why we always use two or three when it comes to the Scriptures, line upon line, precept upon precept, so we can understand in context what the Lord is saying by seeing the words and Scriptures in context seen through, okay? 1 Thessalonians 4:7, what does it say? Listen carefully. For God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us to be holy as I am holy. I'm not telling you that. The word of the Lord is telling you that. And as an ambassador being sent on his behalf, I'm telling you what the word says. Just the same way when a cop is pulling somebody over for speeding, the first thing he does is he points his finger at the law that the government created and showing the man his violation, 1 John 3:4. Well, that's what I'm doing too. Furthermore, friends, the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. That's something you need to contemplate. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So going back to 1 Thessalonians 4:7 and addressing the guy that said that I'm holier than thou, for God has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises, who does he despise? Not man, not the messenger, but God, and the God that sent the messenger, who has also given unto us the Holy Spirit. Who's the Holy Ghost given unto, friends? Those that obey. Isn't it interesting how the Pharisees of the day were so offended by that they gnashed on their teeth? Why? Because you had a bunch of stinky fishermen, the apostles, that were there, that were endowed with power from on high, the Holy Ghost, in face of those that claimed to be, those that were holier than thou, right? The self-righteous that refused to repent. Remember, they rejected the counsel of God against themselves. Yep, that's the people that I'm talking about. But what's interesting to note is, again, the Holy Ghost was given to those that obey, not to those that disobey. Okay, make distinction. What you're going to find here, talking about holier than thou, I was told holier than thou, Isaiah 65:2-7 tells us what? Those who thought they were holier than thou, and it wasn't the Lord's messengers, it was from those who opposed the Lord's messengers. I'm holding this in context. What did the Lord say? He said, I spread out my hands all day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. The Lord says, a people that provoked me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificed in gardens and burned incense, false prayers going up, under their altars of brick, which remains among the dead, those that are dead in their sin, their graves and the lodge in their monuments. I want to highlight this on the other side, folks, because it gets better. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to highlight this. We're broadcasting live from Philadelphia today, and we're just doing a bunch of due diligence. If you just joined us, we're doing a bunch of research. We've done it all the way up the coastline up to this point, and in the process of doing so, we went to the Revolutionary War Museum today, and on top of that, we also went over to Independence Hall, went over to the Liberty Bell, and we're just, folks, we're just soaking it in. And if there's any questions here, in your mind as to who we are or where we came from, not understanding that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ bestowed upon us the things that we have today, I've got news for you, and I'm glad you're tuning in because you're going to learn more and more as we learn more and more, okay? Just highlighting, going back to the topic of children of the apostates, the guy this week got mad at me for calling out a corrupt politician. And a politician and politicians as not just singular, but also more than one. And he didn't like that. And he called me Mr. Holier Than Thou. And then he said I was judging because I was using the law of the schoolmaster to drive men under Christ or even just to expose the crime. And if you look at Romans 3:20, it says, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, the criminal committing the crime. And sin within itself is not missing the mark. It is defined in Scripture in 1 John 3:4, where sin is the transgression of God's law. Okay? He didn't like that. And then he says, you're judging. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just showing them the law that exposes their sin. And what they do is they want to shoot the messenger. And this is one of those scenarios. So what I'm doing right now, and I'm just going to make the point so we can finish it up within this segment because there's several things I want to get to. But when you look in Scripture, who are those that are holier than thou in the sight of God? Because if you look at Isaiah 65:2-7, those who thought that they were holier than thou, and it wasn't the Lord's messengers, it was from those that opposed the Lord's messengers that were called holier than thou. Okay? So when you see a messenger of the Lord being called holier than thou, isn't it interesting? He's just making reference to the Word of God, because Scripture's clear when it tells us those that the Lord sends speaketh forth the Lord's Word in the book of John, right? And when you deal with self-righteous people, they never use the Scripture, never. Why? Because they don't know it. They love their sin more than they love the Lord in His Word. Had they loved the Lord more, they would have repented and they would agree with it, and they would have understood that iron sharpens iron. But they didn't do that because they have refused to repent, and you can see whose side they're on, and it's not on the side of the Lord. So let me just read this to you, and this is coming from the Lord, and I want you to listen to the people that He's talking about, because this is an excerpt from Isaiah 65, verse 2 through 7. As well as it in my brand new book called The Children of the Apostate. So listen carefully. The Lord said, I spread out my hands all the day long unto a rebellious people which walk in a way that was not good after their own thought. Okay? Like as if to suggest it's okay to murder your own children, or it's okay to suggest that, well, as long as I'm not guilty of a woman murdering her baby somehow or another, I'm going to go ahead and deceive myself in believing that I'm not accomplice in the face of God. You are incorrect. You are an accomplice for tolerating it. And those are the thoughts that the Lord said are not good. Okay? He goes on, a people that provoked me to anger continually to my face by tolerating it, that sacrifice in gardens and burn incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which say, stand by yourself, come near to me, for I am holier than thou. What is the Lord saying about these people? These self-righteous, wicked sinners, these rebels that He called them. What did He say? Folks, He called them a rebellious people. He said, behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but I will recompense, the Lord said, even recompense into your own bosom. He's talking about those that think they're holier than thou. They think they're holier than the Lord. They think they're in a place that they don't have to obey the Lord. The Lord called them rebels, folks. Your iniquities, those are your lawless deeds, and the iniquities of your fathers together that advocated the murder and slaughter of innocent babies within the womb, which was in 1973, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore, I will measure their former works into their bosom, because the self-righteous, the children of the apostates, refuse the word of the Lord in correcting themselves, them that claim to be holier than thou. Again, who is the Lord talking to? Those that refuse to submit to the Lord and His authority. And you can call those people the self-righteous. And this is a real quick download, but again, it's interesting, the people that I deal with when they get mad at me in calling out men's sins and the sins that they're accomplices to, they just look the other way. They overlook the deeds of the wicked, as it tells us in Jeremiah 5:28. They're the self-righteous people. As a matter of fact, they're the ones trying to defend their sin, when in fact I'm preaching the word of God, repentance towards God in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. So who are the self-righteous? Those that call themselves Christians, that have no desire or need for the bread of life, John 6:35, and this on a daily basis. Friends, you can rest assured that this is what, in fact, defines the self-righteous. The self-righteous are those who have no need of the Word of God and who, in turn, attempt to contend with the Word of God, rebellion, and in their frowardness, and holding to an unholy lifestyle. Okay? Sad to say, what these apostates have failed to understand is that they're not meeting the devil. If they're not meeting the devil head on and standing on and holding to the word of God, then they can rest assured that they're going the same direction. Matter of fact, friends, they are. Because they're speaking of themselves and their own wickedness. And John said, 7:18, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. So I wanted to set the record straight, and we're on par for exactly what we need to cover next. And exactly what are we talking about next? Well, I want to, because again, we teed that up perfectly. Thank you, Lord. And in the process of that, We all probably have heard somewhere through the grapevine that this last week, John Lindell and Mark Driscoll, or Driscoll, however you want to pronounce his name, they were having a church conference in Missouri. John Lindell is the one that put the church conference on. And in the process, Mark Driscoll, he's also a part of this conference. And I kind of want to give you the layout because I want you to see the video. Because what we see here and what we find here is we find that a man was set up to entertain at John Lindell's Christian conference in Missouri. This is a self-proclaimed pastor. Okay? Isn't it interesting? Pastor's only named one time in the New Testament, and we got pastors leading the church. Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:28, it's the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher that lead the church. And Americans want, they try to wonder or try to figure out and wonder why they're going in a circle. It's because they're doing everything backwards. They're leading from the back. Now, the reason I'm saying this, folks, going back to John Lindell and Mark Driscoll or Driscoll, what's interesting about this, and I'm going to show the video to you right now so you can see it for yourself. This is Mark addressing what happened at the offset of this Christian conference in Missouri. John Lindell hires a former male stripper who takes off his clothes and dances on a pole. A stripper pole. I'm not kidding you, folks. No joke. No joke. And then what we see the very next day is we see Mark Driscoll come out. I hope I'm saying his last name right. But he comes out the next day and he says, this is what he said. He said, I'm not reproving anybody. I'm not rebuking anybody is what he said. But he begins to talk down the way that John Lindell just opened up his whole Christian conference. I got to repeat it and reiterate it. John Lindell from Missouri has a Christian conference where he hires a former stripper to come out on stage to strip and then to dance around a strip pole. The next day, Mark Driscoll, or Driscoll, comes out and he begins to talk circumvently, friends. He was talking around the issues. These men have no business whatsoever being in the pulpit. And you're going to understand why as I go forward here. So Mark is playing patty cake with John Lindell. And Mark is calling out the fact that, listen, what just happened was not godly, is what he was saying in so many words, okay? And in the process, John Lindell gets mad at Mark Driscoll for basically reproving what John just did at the opening of his Christian conference by having a male stripper strip off his clothes on stage, dancing on a pole in the opening of his Christian concert. John Lindell, instead of repenting for what he did, tells Mark Driscoll to get off the stage. Are you guys following me? This is exactly the nonsense that I see all throughout this country from the top to the very bottom. I'm not done. I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight some of the things that were done afterwards because, you know, the fact of the matter is what Mark started off doing was right. What John was doing was wrong. Hold on to that thought and we'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches
doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Again, I'm doing live radio here, and I just got a we're going to get over to what I was just talking about with Mark and John in this nonsense, these little games they're playing in the church, a little emotional garbage about who's hurt and who's feelings here. I don't know in particular if this young lady or this lady online right now on live chat is said, which one of you are without sin? Let me just say it this way. Now, before you step in it like you just did, keep that in context. So when you look at John 8, for example, what drove that woman that was caught in adultery to the feet of Jesus? Which people did that? Those that knew the law. So it was the law that drove that woman that was caught in the act of adultery to the feet of Jesus, right? And it was said that when they were saying, what does the law say? It says that we're supposed to stone such. This woman is repentant. And speculatively, friends, people also believe that the people that drove the woman that was caught in adultery were in fact the ones committing the act of adultery with this woman, that they were going to Jesus to try to catch Jesus, not so much her. Jesus gets down, again, speculatively, friends, Jesus gets down and writes the Ten Commandments in the sand. Which one of you are without sin, right? And they were convicted of conscience, the Bible says. And the oldest to the youngest, they left. Okay? Then notice, Jesus says, so where are those thine accusers of yours? And he says, I'm the light of the world, and those that are going to follow me understand who I am. And then what does he say, Jill, in verse 11, chapter 8 of John? John 8:11. What does he say? This is grace. Okay? Grace does not cover sin. It empowers you to restrain from sin. Because Jesus, Webster's 1828, cross-check everything I'm telling you. And when you look at that, what does Jesus say to the woman that was just shown mercy, who was broken by the law, that was driven to the foot of the Christ, right, where the law can do no more? He says, go and sin no more. He said, go and sin no more. That is great. You don't sit there and try to excuse people that are in sin. As a matter of fact, if you look at Leviticus 19:17, it tells us that we're not supposed to hate our brothers. We're supposed to love our brothers. And what are we supposed to do? We're to rebuke them, and we are not to tolerate their sin. See, this is what people do. They sit there, and they constantly parrot the nonsense that they hear from the hirelings in the pulpit. They take Scripture out of context. They strain at the gnat. They swallow the camel. And then they leave acting as if they were justified in their nonsense, which is biblically illiteracy. It's unscriptural. It's totally unscriptural. So I wanted to address that. If you want to call in, you can. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about right now, we just highlighted this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Mark Driscoll and John Lindell, the little fiasco they just have. And let me just give you a real quick rundown, and then I'm going to give you the text, okay? So John Lindell has a conference. He has 3,000 people that show up. Thank you to my friend on my live feed right now who did his due diligence. 3,000 people showed up. They paid $160 each to come in. That's equivalent to $480,000 he made at his conference. The way that John Lindell opens up his conference is he has a man, a former stripper. They have a dance pole right in the middle of the stage. The stripper gets up there, rips off his shirt, starts to dance on the stripper pole. Mark Driscoll comes along the very next day, and he says, I'm not rebuking anybody. That's what Scripture commands that he does, because Scripture tells us those that sin, you're to rebuke before all. That's what Scripture says in 1 Timothy 5:20. So Mark pulls away from the fact that he's rebuking them, and then he just, in a roundabout way, says, you know, this is my God. My God doesn't ascend. He descends. He was just patty-caking with John Lindell, avoiding everything that he should have done when he should have done it. And during the time that Mark is going on about what just happened there, and he was right in the process, at least in part, what is John Lindell, the guy that put on the Christian conference there in Missouri, what does John Lindell do? He tells Mark Driscoll, you're done. He kicked him off the stage. Instead of John Lindell, which, and I'm going to get to this in a moment, taking responsibility for what just happened with that male stripper that was taking his clothes off and dancing on the pole in front of 3,000 Christian men, instead of repenting for that, he tells Mark Driscoll that he's off base. He's out of line. I can't make it up. You want, folks, this is about as backwards as it can get. Both of these are a reproach. They are an absolute shameful representative of everything but the gospel. It was terrible about this. Are you ready? Instead of John apologizing for bringing the male stripper there that stripped on the pole at his Christian conference, he kicks Mark off the stage. What does Mark do, friends? Does Mark hold his ground, hold to the word of God? No. He comes back on stage and apologizes to John Lindell. This is why nobody respects them. This is why they're an absolute reproach. Here, let me tell you what Mark Driscoll said. He said, now listen carefully, he said, I should have talked to you rather than just verbally processing on the stage. And as the father and the head of the house, you could have given me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and I need to honor that as a spiritual authority. Shameful, shameful, shameful. Mark Driscoll, you are absolutely incorrect. You are absolutely incorrect. I should have talked to you before obeying the Lord and rebuking you for having a male stripper, that abomination on the stage? Are you kidding me, Mark? As the father of the house? No, he is not the father of the house. Doesn't the Bible say that we're supposed to call no man father on this earth? Yep, because we only have one father. Isn't that what Scripture tells us? That's exactly what it tells us. Look at how the commandments of men come into play in making void God's commandment. Because there's too many people out of the 3,000 sitting there that haven't taken the time to read the Word of God for themselves to understand what Paul said when he said, I subject myself to no man's power. You do not submit to any man's authority where it violates or undermines the Lord's authority. Read Acts 5:29. What does it say, Bradley? It says it's better to obey the Lord than man. You know, the real question here, friends, is why did John Lindell have this former stripper pole dancing at this Christian conference in the first place? You better ask yourself that. I mean, do those who follow John instead of Christ not understand that there's more at play than what he lets on to? Hiring a male stripper who strips off his clothes, dancing around on a strip pole at a Christian conference. And Americans, you're trying to figure out what's going wrong with your country as far as the immorality? This is where it starts. The church is called to be the moral compass. When that goes, everything else goes, said John Adams. And then people stand back, what's going on? You know, it's also interesting to note that John Lindell can stop Mark Driscoll's reproof, but again, Mark said he didn't mean it as a reproof. He can stop Mark, but he can't stop the man from pole dancing with his shirt off at a Christian concert. This is what a lawless, God-hating people act like. Matter of fact, it was even reported that John Lindell threatened to cut ties with Mark Driscoll if he wouldn't repent. Hey, friends, these are the men who are leading the American church. Nope. These are the blind leading the blind right into the ditch. Matthew 15:14. And people still have not come to the conclusion as to what's wrong with society. Wow. Folks, we got hour two coming up on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back up in just a moment.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.